Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yeah, like I always do about this time. I'm reloaded! Yeah. Drums, please. Right, get the music crank up a little bit. Turn up a little bit. All right, welcome to the show, man. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. Episode 159. The music grind, part two. Alright, we're going to have a little fun. We're going to have a guest calling the line, one of my special guests calling the line. We're going to talk about some of the shit that goes on behind the scenes in the music industry that people don't know about. I'm going to ask my callers a couple of questions, you know what I'm saying, that's pertaining to that, you feel me? I'm going to have an interview and play some music by an artist named Burger. He's out of Florida, you feel me? He's got some good music. Also, he has a great, two good videos out. One of them is right now posted on the K100 page. You check that out. You feel me? You know how to get there. It's on Facebook, the official Facebook page for K100, K100 Talking Indie Music. But I'll get into all that. Want to welcome everybody to the show and to the phone lines. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Welcome everybody to listen to me out there in Blog Talk Radio land at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. I really appreciate it. All right. Special shout out to all the people that's listening to the show. That's listening to the show in the podcast format. After the fact, if you couldn't catch the show live and you're listening to this as a podcast, you know what I'm saying? I really appreciate your support too. Those numbers count. I got about 20,000 of those going for me right now. Show's really popular. It's just my time slot. I'm in a prime time slot. I decided to jump out here and stomp with the big dog. I was going up against Monday Night Football and still doing pretty good. All right? Yeah. But, I want to remind everybody, though, that we're on MySpace, myspace.com/K100Radio. Again, we're on Facebook. Look for us on Facebook. Just type in K100, the letter K, the number 100. Type it in the search, and you'll see us. When you see the middle finger up, that's us. Like our fan page on Facebook, so you can keep up with all the updates about when the shows are going to come on. Actually, the show comes on at the same time until further notice, which has been my same schedule since I jumped off, which is Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Sometimes we roll over to 11, but for the most part, the set time is Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, all right? That's Atlanta time, 7 to 9 in the Bay. So that's when we air, okay? So if you can't catch us during those hours, once again, you can go to the show site at blogtalkradio.com/K-100, and you can download every episode up to here. We have 159. Tomorrow will be 160, all right? So we've been grinding. We've been doing it since about May of last year when we came on the air. So we haven't even been on the air yet, but we already got close to 200 episodes. You dig? It's been a great ride. We've played a lot of banging underground music. We've had a lot of interviews, a lot of interesting discussions. If you've never tuned into K100 before and this is your first time, we talk about everything from politics to pussy, all right? I only have one rule on the show. Pay attention. There are no fucking rules. Really. All you got to do is keep it real, a.k.a. keep it 100. If you can't do that, hang up, log off now. So those are the rules. You can say whatever you want to say on the show. Somebody make you mad, fuck them, fuck you, all right? This is Internet Radio. I clean up my act when I make it to FM or cable or some other shit. But right now, this shit is gutter. All right? So that's how we keep it in Rovi. That's how we ride. That's how we rolling. You dig, Charlie? I'm your host, Blizzum, by the way. For those of you who don't know, hold on a second. I gotta get my drink situated. You know, I'm a couple steps away from being an alcoholic. You know what I'm saying? So, pardon me while I take a sip. anyway. That's good. 347-934-0966, all right? So, for those of you who tuned into the show for the first time, make sure you listen to the prompt and hit the number one. Press the number one on the keypad if you want to talk, okay? I'm going to have a special guest, C. Wakely, the record breaker. He's going to be coming through tonight to give us some inside info and some behind-the-scenes info about the music industry and tell us about his grind, what he's got going on. Like I said, Berger's supposed to be calling in on the line. You feel me? So the whole thing, everything is going to be it's going to be a good show. All right. So when you guys get on the line, get them on here and get them and let them say their piece. And I'm going to interview Berger. We're going to play his music. You feel me? Man, he's got one banging song that I really like. You know what I'm saying? They love you when you ain't got nothing. I mean, they love you when you're stunning, but they ain't love you when you ain't got nothing. That joint, that record. Great video and a great song. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? If you ever had anybody on lockdown, if you ever knew anybody that was really affiliated with the game and had to do some numbers, then you should be bumping that record. You feel what I'm saying? I can totally relate. You dig? So, once again, the number 347-934-0966. I'm going to read a synopsis of the show, a breakdown of what I'm talking about real brief, real quick. And I do this for every one of my shows. You can catch all of these breakdowns of each show so you'll know what the show is about before you even listen to it, because I got almost 160 episodes. So just in case you want to get a general idea of what we're going to be talking about on the show that night, if you go to the main show page at blogtalkradio.com/K-100, remember to put the dash in there when you go to the main show page, you'll see a breakdown of each individual show, what we talked about on the show that night. Of course, we might get off course. Right. We might get off course. You feel me? But for the most part, we stay the course. What we talking about, especially at least for the first 2 hours. Now, when we roll over into that last hour, you never know what, you know. I mean, really, you just never know what could happen in that last hour. You feel what I'm saying? It gets crazy. You feel me? But for the most part, we always keep it 100. We always keep it thorough, and we always try to stay on topic at least for the first 2 hours of the show. All right? Then we may switch it up in the after party sometimes if there is a third hour, which I don't know if it's going to be one tonight. Depends on how many people are on the line. All week I've been on some stuff talking about the industry. For episode 157 on Monday, we talked about some industry stuff. I had Blood Raw on the line. Yesterday we had a couple of artists, quite a few artists call in. It was Music Grind Part 1 from the artist point of view. We had Noonan Jr. on the line. We played one of his records that I really dig. So go back and check that out and listen to that song. We had my fellow Team Striz conglomerate in here. Young Pat on the line. Blaze Berry on the line. Tank, Hitaholics is on the line. I'm not trying to slide anybody. I'm trying to think who else. It was some more artists that called in. A couple more people. But look, check that episode out, especially if you're an artist, because at the end of that show, when I had questions lined up with people who are not artists, but people who buy music and listen to music and support any artist, and they gave their honest opinions about a lot of things, and I asked them straight up questions. So if you're an artist and you're on my phone line and you missed yesterday's episode, you need to go back, go to the show page, and you need to listen to episode 158, part one of the Music Grind series, okay? You really need to hear that if you're an artist. I can't stress it enough, especially the last hour of the show. I let it run 3 hours last night just so I can get those questions from those people, and they was really giving you straight up consumer. It's like a consumer report, nigga. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? About what they do and don't like about indies, how you can market to them, what they're looking for when you're not a star, all right? So if you can't get that, if you don't think that was an episode that you should hear, you're probably not taking your career serious. So you really should go back and check episode 158 if you missed the last hour of it. All right? So moving right along, let's go ahead and jump into it. Episode 159. Once again, 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show. And make sure you hit the number one on the keypad. You did? So here we go. And I'm reading now. So this week, I'm going to continue with the Music Grind by focusing on what goes on behind the scenes. Like I said, last episode 158, we talked to a lot of artists to hear what it was like grinding grinding it out from their point of view. You feel me? From their point of view, all right? And that's what that was. But tonight, we're going to talk about what's going on, you know, behind the scenes, some other things that you don't know, you know what I'm saying? Not necessarily from the artist point of view, from just from the industry, period. Like I said, I'm going to have C. Wakely, the record breaker, on the line. He should be calling in a little bit. And we're going to let him give some insight about what actually happens behind the scenes. Why is it so difficult for some artists? What some stuff that goes on, you know, that you just don't see and you don't hear about unless you're tuning into a show like this or you actually know someone that's in it, all right? Like I said, we're going to spin music from Burger also, too. So this show will hopefully let some of the casual music fans out here understand just how difficult it is to really make a name for yourself in this industry, all right? Oftentimes, if you are not in this biz, you don't understand the dedication, you know what I'm saying, that it takes. And also, you don't really know how grimy it can be. It's a dirty game sometimes. But the main point that a lot of people seem to forget is that it's a business. This is the music business, all right? And you'd be surprised how many people are trying to be in this business who forget that it's a business. So I'm pretty sure the average consumer don't. It's a business, okay? So when you want to know why certain shit gets played on the radio and it's fucking whack and stuff, well, we'll get into that tonight. Because it's a business, all right? It's not about, it's 90% business and 10% talent to be, that I've heard that a million times, and the more I'm in this shit, yeah, the more I agree, all right? And so, like any other business, you need capital and a plan to make things happen, you feel me? So I'll ask the insiders about how they go about their biz and making things happen for them and their artists like Wake, you know what I'm saying? Like anything else in this biz, this business is full of ups and downs. Hopefully this will make artists enhance their career and make the fans respect the grind a little bit more. You feel me? That is the goal. That is the goal of this series. To make the fans respect the grind more and also to help some of the artists out, you know what I'm saying, with their careers, all right? That's what I'm doing it for. I do, like always, though, have a few questions for my callers. And, it's K100. What the fuck do you think? And so here they go. Question one for my callers. My none, you tonight, actually, you can be an artist or whatever. You can, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't matter. Just my callers, period. What's the most shocking thing you ever heard about an artist that's happened behind the scenes? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you was ever sitting down watching, like, the behind-the-scenes joints on VH1 or whatever, and you sitting back and you're watching it, and they tell you some shit that's going on behind the scenes, and you're like, oh, what the fuck? Holy shit. Never knew that. Shocking. I'd like to hear from you. Tell me about that. Question number two, do you think the music industry is a grimy business? What is your take on the music industry? If you're not in it yourself, but just from the outside looking in, what do you think about the music industry? What have you heard? Do you think it's grimy? Do you think it's easy? Do you think it's all glitz and glamour? What? Question number three, if you could be in the music biz, and this, of course, this is not for the artist, but if you could be in the music biz, you know what I'm saying, if you want to and you're thinking about it, what job or role would you like to be in? Would you like to be an artist, a producer? Would you like to be, you know, the guy that just makes the beats? Would you like to be the video vixen? Uh-huh. Maybe that. Radio DJ, you know what I'm saying? You know, the power guy, the guy with all the power that nobody sees, whatever. I'd like to ask you, you know what I'm saying, from what you know about the industry, what would you like to be if you just had to pick a job to do in this game? And I'm going to tell you probably why you might love it or you might hate it. You dig? Question number four, if you could know every detail about any artist ever behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying, a lot of shit don't get out, but they seem to be intriguing people. If you could know every single detail about an artist ever, from behind the scenes, including their personal life and career, you feel me? Who would you pick? Who would you love a really in-depth behind the scenes special on? I'm talking about they telling everything from high school, middle school up, and they're telling it all. Who would you like to have a behind the scenes take on? You feel me? Pick one, and I'm gonna ask you why. Why would you want to know the behind the scenes on them if you haven't seen one already? What's so interesting about that person that you think it will make an interesting behind-the-scenes episode? You feel me? So that's what's going on the show tonight, okay? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, all right? But make sure you press the number 1 on the keypad so I can come to your phone line so I know who it is. You feel me? All right? So, oh, that was somebody that's calling me. Hold on a second real quick. I think I see a 352 in the line. Hold on, let me make sure this is not my people because I don't know exactly what number they're calling from, but I think it's him. Wait.
What up, man?
What's going on, bro? Thanks for calling the show. Oh, I'm glad it was you. I came straight to your phone line because I was making sure that you was on the line first. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to make sure I get this, let you have your piece or whatever, and I open up these phone lines to my other callers and stuff. You feel me? First of all, man, I really appreciate you calling the show. You did. That's I really do. That's a really good look, and I really appreciate it. First of all, so I want to go there. So right now, everybody, who I got on the phone line with me right now is C. Wakely, the record breaker. You feel me? And this guy is a grinder in the industry, you know what I'm saying? He's a mover and shaker behind the scenes. He's managed artists. He's put on conferences and shows, and he does his thing, man. If you're doing your thing in the Southeast area in this music band and beyond, but especially in the Southeast, I'm pretty sure you heard of him and know his name. You feel me? So once again, I want to thank him for coming in. I mean, dialing into the show, and he's gonna help me give you some insight to really what this music business is all about. So once again, welcome, bro, and thanks for calling in.
Hey, well, you know, blending is like this is always a pleasure, man. For the many years that I've known you, anything that you've been involved in that you put your hands in was always a good thing. So once you reached out to me, you know, it's all love. I got to support you because I believe in what you do. You feel me?
Well, I really appreciate it, bro, and that's real big coming from somebody. In your situation, in somebody that's been grinding like you, because at the end of the day, we guys in the music industry, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times, all you really got is your rep. You feel me? All you really got is your word. A lot of times, your face card is everything in this game. So when people tell me stuff like that, really means a lot to me, bro. So I really appreciate that those encouraging words. Now, moving right along. First of all, tell me. Tell my listeners, because I got quite a few of them on the line, you feel me? You guys, hold on, all my callers, hold on, because I got to make sure I have this part of the interview first, and then I'm going to come to my callers. So I see all you guys with your hands raised up and you're hitting number one. I'm going to come to your lines in a minute, all right? But I want to make sure I get my friend right here, let him speak his piece. Now, first of all, Wake, what is it that you got going on? Tell the people about who you are, what you do exactly in the music industry, what you represent, and what you got going on currently right now.
Well, I think to give you a quick synopsis of, you know, what I stand for. First of all, I want everybody to know that I just absolutely love and adore the underground music movement. If you get in my vehicle right now, you know, I don't have any major artists in my CD changer. I love the major artists. I mean, don't get me wrong, because, you know, we all do. But my main thing is that I like to hear the new guys that's coming up, because I always want to be a part of a movement or a situation that I came in ground zero from and came through. And I understand the underground. You know, sometimes you get a CD from an underground guy and you listen to it and you just can't believe this guy is not signed. That's a beautiful feeling to me. So I like being involved with that. So from day one, way back when I linked up with Blood Raw to do management, I think it took us 2.5 years to get our deal with CTE Def Jam, and ever since that happened, I realized that underground is where I was going to be and where I kind of want to stay at. You feel me?
Exactly. So now, I you know what? It's really refreshing to hear people say that, man, because, you know, especially from an artist point of view, because everybody knows that most people on this show know that I'm an artist myself. But from an artist point of view, it really is good to hear people that's in positions to make moves like that say they like the underground artists, they support the underground artists. And the main thing that you said that stuck out to me is, wow, I can't believe this guy's not signed. You feel me? And the reason why that stands out to me for this particular episode, Wake, is because there are a lot of people that's on my phone line tonight, artists and just consumers, you feel what I'm saying, who don't understand, you know, who don't understand why some people are not signed. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel me? They don't understand. All they do is they listen to the radio and they say, okay, I heard this song on the radio. This song is not good. They don't want this. How is this person on the radio? How has this person got a deal and not this guy who's been blasting me out all over my internet, on my Facebook, and I'm listening to his mix CD and this dude is just going hard? There's a disconnect, and they don't understand. So that's what I'm here to talk about. I'm talking about what I want to talk about tonight, what goes on behind the scenes, you know, in the music industry. Why is it not easy?
Well, let me say this right here. First of all, right now I have an artist by the name of Burger, B-U-R-G-A. A lot of people call him Iceberg Tony. He's from Melbourne, Florida, and he's a guy that I believe in more than any artist that I ever been affiliated with, ever. And because I think he has the style, I think he has the image, I think he has the talent, and he has the humbleness. But one thing about it, man, when I talk about the underground thing, it's no different than this. Some people have a desire to be P. Diddy. You know, they want to be huge and big like that. I don't have to be that because that's enough work. And there's enough money, and there's enough promise in the underground scene for me that I don't mind hanging out here. There's no different than a great coach, Rick Pitino at Louisville, could coach for any NBA team that is, and he have before. But he chooses to stay in the NCAA. I choose to deal with the underground cats because I feel their pain, I feel their struggle. And me as a record promoter, I remember in my early days doing promotions and being a manager, how many doors got slammed in my face. So if that happened to me, and it has some effect on me, I can imagine the effect that it has on you artists. And believe me, you, I've heard at least 7 or 8 really, really great records on you in the last 5 or 6 years. And one record I really love that you had, Miss B on, and I can't think of the girl that you had singing. That
right, you'll come around and
to buy from you.
Yeah.
And listen, that record was so relevant. And so and you run into it a lot, man. So I think, though, the most important thing that people have to realize, it comes down to 3 things. Number one, above all, we just have to pray and trust God. That's the first thing, okay,
right.
while we grinding. Then the second thing, we have to remember, it's all about relationships and cosigns.
Right.
That's what it's about, relationships and cosigns, because you know for yourself, you could call a guy all day long that's important and needs to help you. You could call him and call him, he'll never return your call. But somebody that you know that knows him better, it happens instantly. What you've
right.
been trying to get for a year, he does it in 10 seconds because of the connection that you have or the relationship that's in place. You feel me?
Right. So then, for the people that's listening, for the artists, I'm pretty sure a lot of these people on the phone line are artists, because I'm seeing a whole bunch of new numbers on my phone line. So maybe, you know, with the promoting of the show, you never know who's calling tonight. But it may be artists, or maybe just be consumers. For the people who are listening, all right, the connection, the networking, your network will basically turn around and prove to be your net worth in this game. You feel me? It's all about who you know. You feel what I'm saying? And so that's what a lot of people have to understand. From a consumer's point of view, this guy that you think is not as good as this underground artist that you're hearing, maybe he simply knew someone that the other artist that you think should be on does not know. That's more important. Like I tell people all the time, the industry, a lot of times it proves itself to be 90% business and relations and 10% talent, where I say talent can get you only so far, but who you know will get you a lot farther. Will you agree with that?
Oh yeah, definitely. No doubt about it. One thing about it, man. I don't want to sound redundant, but again, let me just thank you, man, for having an open format like this, because this is what people need more of, and that's what my Gainesville Music Summit was about, man. You know,
right.
When you look at it, man, if you really just stop and think about it, we only got probably 10 really major rap artists in the country. Okay, that's like two.
Right.
But we got thousands of guys that's rapping in the underground, okay?
Right.
And that's why people got to pay more attention to the new people, the new guys that's coming up, because it's like we can get to a point, like I'm a big fan of Scarface. I love Scarface, my favorite rapper of all time, okay?
Okay.
But I remember listening to the Blood Rawls and to the Prize and the Jesus and all these guys. And so it's so refreshing to me to see that how these guys go to the next level and they become the man. And when they become the man, it reminds me that you can do this shit. They're like all the independent cats. Y'all need to remember, man, these guys were where you at one day. Maybe they had a better story. Maybe they had a few more dollars or whatever. But the bottom line, a lot of you guys are as talented or more talented. So it's just about being able to persist in the rough times, man. And I hate to sound long-winded, but we have a lot of things in place to barricade us. Like, for instance, some people have girlfriends or wives or parents and say, hey, get a real job, or you putting too much time into that,
or
you know, you got a college degree. You got a college degree. Why don't you use that? Can you make music a backseat? But when it's in your heart and you're passionate about it, you have to understand not to listen to those people. Those people love you, and they really want to see you do good. But unless they're an artist, they don't understand your struggle nor your passion. You feel me?
Exactly.
So we have to just dig in, bro. We have to dig in and just keep trying. That's all.
That's, I mean, man, I touched on that on my show I had last night, yesterday, because last night we had artists. It was the artist platform. I let the artists call in and talk about their careers and everything last night. And in that platform, bro, I brung that up. I touched on it briefly, but I really didn't stay on it because I had so many people on the phone lines. But I really think what you just said is so important. It's not that you know, like you said, it's not that them people don't love you or whatever. They just don't understand. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just don't understand what it's like to be in your shoes and be that artist. You have to tune them people out. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
Not that you don't love them. You just have to tune them out and go hard. I think that's missing a lot of people. Yeah.
Let me give you a quick story, then I think you're going to feel me. And I hope all the people out there feel me. All right, first of all, I want to tell anybody that I try to publish my number more than anybody else, because I want people to feel like, you know, sometimes people hear the C. Wakely record break and they think that I'm somebody really big and important and special. If you think that way, then I thank you. All glory be to God. But I'm a real down-earth person, okay? So you can call me anytime. My number is 352-682-2040, all right? But let me say this, man, and this going to sum up a lot of stuff, man. I got 10 years in the game. My first 6 months in the game, I said, you know what? I realized for me to be a record promoter, for me to do management and make a living at it, I got to do this shit full time. It took me 6 months, 6 months to figure out that for me to have the success that I wanted, I could not work a job at Sears on the side and do music. You feel me?
Right.
I could
right.
not work a job in construction on side and do music. For me, now that's personally me. That don't go for everybody else. Okay? So 6 months in, I walked away from everything else I was doing and did music. And so for 2.5 years, though, after that, I really didn't make any money. I probably made $10,000 a year. But the third year, I was at about $40,000 a year, okay? And since then, I've had a couple years that I made $100,000. So
right.
To me, my blessings came true because I was able to say, listen, you was right. You just had to go hard. You got to take that early beating. See, some people can't take the kicks to the rib because it knocks the breath out of them. But me, man, I was so resilient, and I could see, and as long as I could focus, I could see the possibility for success. So, I mean, in those first 2 years, listen, man, listen to me good, because this is a testimony. This is deeper than music. Twice, my house went up for foreclosure. Twice.
Right.
All right? And at that time, my house was brand new. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
And I'm not boasting, but my house was 4,500 square foot house. So
right.
you can imagine the panic I was going through when I was going through this foreclosure. But God came through, got me the money I needed to keep it going. Now, all that is behind me now. There's a laughing matter now. But then I thought I was losing my damn mind to be chasing music and be in that kind of trouble. Feel me? But,
right.
But at the end of the day, I realized I wasn't crazy. I had a vision. I had the faith. And the passion, man, is what fuels you. That's why I tell people that what you got to do is you got to love it first. So that if you never make a dime, you ain't never bitter. You're not a mad rapper because all along you said, shit, I did it for the love. If I get the money, cool, but I did it for the love.
Exactly. And I think that's why a lot of people look at me and it's crazy to see the shock on some people's face when I haven't seen them in a minute and they come back across me and they see them still doing music. They see them still in the industry and they're shocked on their face. And I look at them like, obviously, homie, you never really knew me. Because if you really knew me, you know,
right.
I do this. This is what I do.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it should be no shock to go away from Blizzom and come back and find me 3 years later and to see me got my hands in something to do with music. Whether if I'm still rapping or whatever, producing a show, anything, something I'm gonna have my hands in the industry because this is what I love. It's never been a loss for me. Anything I made was a plus because I did it because I love to do it. I love it and that's why. You know what I'm saying? I went back to school to enhance my skills to be better and to learn how to engineer and be able to make and create music on my own because I loved it that much. I got tired of depending on other people. So that made me say, look, I don't want to depend on nobody else to make me be able to do something I love. How about I learn how to do it? I love it that much. I want to know how to make music from scratch myself. And that's why I learned to be a producer. That's why I learned to be an engineer. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I learned a lot of my other skill sets that people don't even know I have because I love what I do so much that the only person who can stop me is me. I want it to be self-contained. Now, of course, everybody knows that you need a team to be successful in this game. But at the end of the day, no one can stop me from creating music as long as I got a computer with Reason on it and Pro Tools. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I will be able to make a song. That's it. And that's essential to my sanity, because that's how much I love what I do, and that's how much I love being an artist. You feel what I'm saying? So a lot of you guys have to take that kind of thing into consideration. Like this man just said, this man had, I've lost a relationship because of my grind, or because of my music grind. You feel what I'm saying? I've gotten fired from a job because of my music grind. You feel what I'm saying? Missing too many days of work and everything because of what we doing, because of what we do. And you have to have that dedication. Now, so I think that everything that you said is so relevant to what I'm talking about, because that's the behind-the-scenes stuff that I'm talking about. People don't know about the – all they see is the success. They don't know how many times this person went to jail, how many of these hustlers was out here burning up the highway trying to, you know, get money, you know, whether that be right or wrong, whether you agree with that or not, trying to get money to push their music and end up doing time. Right. You know what I'm saying? All that kind of stuff. You have to take all that into consideration, because those are sacrifices for what we do, because you need money to make this happen. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right about it. It's not. It's like any other business. I'll say this: the entertainment business, you know, this whole music thing is like any other business. Any other business. But there is one thing about this business. At the same time, it's unlike any other business in the whole world. I mean, because it's fueled so much by passion. And you know, you're gonna need some money to get out here, because you got to be able to be as self-sufficient as you can be. I just like to tell all the artists that, because I know some of the pain. I done heard the stories of some of the pain the artists have, and I would just like to be encouraging, man, and just tell them, man, don't ever quit. Just please don't never quit or give up, because you kicked in so many doors that, you know, I know your legs are tired of kicking, but you feel like, you know, if you quit now, you got to realize that very next door you was about to kick in, that could be the grand prize. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. So now let's focus to some of the real behind the scenes stuff that some of my callers and artists might not know. I want to ask you personally, and you know, without like technically naming any names, anything like that, right there, to put anybody behind the scenes airing them out. But what's some of the grimy stuff that you've seen go on behind the doors in this game?
Well, you know, I've seen some artists. Let me tell you what I've seen. I've seen a well-known producer out of Miami, Florida. I've seen him and his team buy a damn Whopper, and it's real. Buy a Whopper and tell the people to cut it up four ways at Burger King. I seen him buy a Whopper for a dollar.
Right.
And say, and, you know, some people say, well, cut it in half for me. But I heard the dude say, and this was many years ago, but he's a very popular producer now. He said, cut it in four ways. So him and his three partners, who were all doing music at the time in the garage behind his granddad's house, cut that son of a bitch four ways. You see what I'm saying? Nobody never saw that. And now that he's great, see, nobody would never know that story, you know. And I seen guys stay up all night long on the street corner getting money. They wasn't just getting money because they wanted nice clothes. They was getting money because they said, okay, let me see. I need 10 hours studio time, 10 hours time. $50. Okay, then I know the CDs. I need 1,000 CDs and the covers. Damn. All right, so that's going to be $1,700 total for everything. I got to have that shit Wednesday. All right, it's Friday night right now. You feel me?
And
people can laugh and they can say whatever. And I'm not ever supporting what people do right or whether they do wrong. The bottom line is this here. I always look at the purpose of what you do it. The purpose of what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes when your purpose is that I just want to be the best I can be because I want success and I love something. See, the word love is going to always trigger my reaction. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know, you see some of these things, man, even myself, I think about all the nights that I drove till I just couldn't hardly drive no more, damn near, you know, about to run off the road on the interstate and just looking for any light that I could find where I could pull in a parking lot and park. But I got to stay out here on the road because early on for me, the traveling was so important because I needed to be everywhere that they said was the place to be. You feel me?
Right, exactly. And like I said, I was telling some of the artists yesterday and a lot of people that's on the phone lines or whatever about how imperative it is that you really go and branch out and, you know, go to these different places. Now, this is what I got to ask you. This is why I've been wanting to ask you this for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Because I see how you grind, because you're one of the people who go city to city. When you take your artists, you feel what I'm saying? You push them out here in the streets. You feel what I'm saying? And you have them out here doing shows and stuff. That's what I've always admired about you as a manager. You know what I'm saying? If they're managed by you, One thing about it, they're going to be performing somewhere at all times. You feel what I'm saying? They're going to be at some club performing somewhere. That's what I've always liked about you as a manager. You know what I'm saying? When guys up under you, these guys will be performing in a venue or a club constantly. You feel me? It's about, you know, it's not, and I know that's your work. I can tell. That's one thing that I know, I see that you do. But let me ask you about the internet. How do you feel about the internet grind when it comes down to this new wave of music? You know, what are you thinking about it? Are you really heavy on it, or do you still feel like it's more important that you're out here doing the shows and the clubs and everything? Or how much stock do you put in the internet promotional grind?
Well, I think that anybody that does not understand the significance, anybody that does not understand the importance of an internet presence, internet grind, they lose. You gotta use the internet because you or me can never drive further enough to reach some of the people that the internet can reach. You know what I'm saying? And you talking about just with a click of a button. We talking about in seconds, we can reach millions of people everywhere. And so the internet, what I believe in with the internet is the continuity. I think you got to be persistent. If I take a bio, a picture, and a song of Blizzard and send it out today, but I don't send it out again for 2 weeks, I don't think that does any good. In fact, my internet squad, I would always tell them to send presentations out every 2 days. Every two days. And the only thing I would do is say change the picture up, change the background up, send this one without the bio. I would make it visually different to your eye, but you would still get the same song, so you was more tolerable of the constant emails that you got from me. And if somebody said, hey, man, take me off your email list, I'm tired of all them damn blasts I'm getting. I only seen that happen 2 or 3 times. If I blast something out to 5,000 people, and I blast it out 3 times a week for a month, and 2 people call me or email me and say, remove me from your list, 2 out of 5,000 people, and I send it out 10 times, that's 2 out of 50,000 contacts. It's worth it to me to piss somebody off a little. So you got to have the internet. We know that the foundation is built in the streets, but people got to remember every record ain't a street record. So you got to use the internet as much as you possibly can because it's going to help you in terms of budgeting. It's going to also make you seem larger than life.
Exactly. So I've been preaching this gospel. I mean, you know, that's my number one grind. I have somewhat of a street grind, but it's not where I would like for it to be, admittedly so. You feel me? But my internet grind is stupid. You feel what I'm saying? And you know what I mean?
So that's why
I go hard at. That's why a lot of people know me. Now, of course, me and you met physically. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we established our connections. But a lot of my connections do come from the online grind. You feel me? So you guys got to remember that. So this is a guy. This is not an artist on the phone. This is a guy who breaks records. He manages artists. He makes power moves. You feel what I'm saying? You know, so he gave his number out. You know what I'm saying? If you want to contact this guy, you feel me? He's like he said, he is a very cool person, easy to talk to, and he's a big dude. So when you walk up on him, you might be like, oh, you know, he's kind of intimidating. But then he's actually a cool person. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, I really appreciate the time that you took to call into the show. But I got to ask you one more thing. You feel me? I'm waiting for Berger to call in. He's gonna call in a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, he should be calling in a little bit here.
Okay, all right. So let me ask you one more thing about the behind the scenes now. When it comes to the stars, and which I know you know some of the bigger names, and I know you knew I know you knew some of them, especially the Florida artists that before they even blew up. You feel what I'm saying? Before they even blew up.
Yeah.
When they blow up and they get to the next level, why do you feel like some of them, not all of them, but some of them switch up? You feel me? Some of them switch to the point where see Merkel, I see you on the line, homie. Hold on. Some of them switch up to the point where they start to, quote unquote, be Hollywood. Now, do you agree with the notion that once you get to a certain level, you have to detach yourself from the underground circuit and the hood and blah blah and all that? You feel me? After you get to a certain level, or do you buy into, look, people should not change as artists; they should still be themselves, even though, admittedly, so their life is basically drastically different.
Okay, I'll give you a good answer for that. All right?
Okay.
I'm gonna move on to the movies for a minute. One of my favorite actors, Denzel Washington. Okay,
uh-huh.
I think it was his son that played for UConn, played football from the University of Connecticut. All right, and Denzel moved around without all the security, all
right,
without all the bodyguards, because you know what? He's so good at what he does. He's so giving to the people that they respect his personal space. So when he's out, they may every now and then somebody want a quick autograph, but they respect him because he gives so much as a superstar constantly that they love him and they respect him. I think that when you become big as an artist, as a rapper, I don't think you ever should detach yourself from anybody. And see, I do think there's a such thing called artist mystique. And artist mystique means that there has to be something glamorous enough about you that you don't seem like you're a common person, because at the end of the day, it is about image and it's about not giving you full access to me every day, because if I hang with you every day, you ain't going to buy my damn records, okay? I understand that part.
Right.
But there is a fine line. You can still be down. You can never get Hollywood. You can stay connected to your community. You can still make sure that society understands that, yeah, I was one of the lucky ones I was one of the blessed ones that God gave me this opportunity to kind of sit on high. But as I sit on high, I dare not try to look down low. I understand that I came from where y'all at now. And you have to still give to the people, man, because, see, when you become a celebrity, you didn't do that. The people kind of, they basically put you in office, so to speak, because they supported you. So you got to be willing always, to give back, to deal with your neighborhood, to go out every now and then. No, you probably can't hang out in the mall every day or go back to the block every day, but you could do that shit several times a year. You can get involved with charity events. You can make your face and name be known enough to the people that say, you know what? You know, as we use keeping it real, he always kept it real. He never did swap out on us. So I do believe that can be done. I think the reason why you don't see it get done a lot is this reason. I'm not saying that it's a good thing, but I tell you what, man, you see so much bullshit. You see so many DJs. You see so many promoters. You see so many people in power that can help you, that don't help you, and they lie to you, and they turn their back on you. So when you blow, you have a vindictive mentality. It's like, okay, I got help. You wouldn't help me, and I begged you to help me, and you lied to me and wouldn't help me. So now that I'm the nigga and I'm here, guess what? Fuck you. That's the mentality that they get. And I can understand how artists can get there. I'm saying it's not right to go there, but I can even rationalize why I turned that way, though.
Right. And I think, I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna lie to you, Wade. You feel me? And I try to look within myself and be a bigger man. You feel what I'm saying? And hopefully that if I ever do get to that plateau, when I get to that plateau, I won't be that way. But I got a list of fuck yous right now. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. People who I know and
didn't do it, dog. I mean, come on, wait. You know I've been at this thing for a minute, man, and it's not my talent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not that I'm not talented.
Yeah.
It's not that I never didn't deserve the shot. It's not that I didn't put in the time and the work. It's just that I wasn't friends with this person or whatever, or they wanted to deal with this person or whatever. So it's like I kind of got a little bit on my shoulders, to be honest with you. A couple fuck yous that I feel like I might throw back in somebody. You know, hopefully I don't really follow through and be that way. Really, really, for real. You feel what I'm saying? I really hope I don't end up that way, but I've been grinding so long and so hard with it, man, that I could probably see myself harboring that. You feel what I'm saying? Harboring that. Hopefully, I pray about it, you know what I'm saying, and I won't be like that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But you know, like you said, you can understand, and you know, you can understand
how
an artist.
I'll tell you what, and you're going to feel me on this, okay, because this is very subliminal, but you're going to feel me. And I'm only going to make it subliminal because it's kind of like public access to my statement I'm about to make, but you're going to feel me. There's at least one person in your life that saw your grind, that knew what you did, and knew how long you were doing it. There was at least one person, and he could have did a few things to help you. He didn't have to take a whole bunch of time out to help you, but he could have did a few things that would have made a difference in your career. You with me?
Right.
There's at least one person.
Right.
As you and I know, it could have made a difference.
Right.
All right?
Exactly.
And I feel the same way. I tell 20. 20 is a great producer. I tell him the same thing. You know the one person that could have made a difference for you. One person.
Right.
It was only a couple things you needed to do that was real simple that would have made you known in a very, very large way. All right? See, and that one person I'm talking about, I used to tell him all the time, dog, these cats that believe in you, that's from your area, from your neck of the woods, from your city, that believe in you and that love you, you got to do some shit for these dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, but anyway, that's another story. So me and you will talk about that off the line. But you see where I'm going, right?
Right. I feel you.
Okay. Yeah. So So my whole thing of it is, man, when a person get in power and they personally know you, it's like, if I get in power and all of a sudden I'm the president of Def Jam, how in the hell do I get a Def Jam? And I'm the president, and I know how hard you've been going, and I ain't willing to give you a meeting. I gotta give Blizzard a meeting, and I can say, Blizzard, you know, you're up here in New York in my office. I got a couple hours that I can kick it with you. I want to listen to some of your music. I want to hear your game plan. I want to see this. I want to see that.
After
the meeting, I can say, Blizzard, you know, I got a lot of love for you, but this ain't gonna work, bro. But I did give you that opportunity. You feel
right.
Me?
Right.
Again, see, that's what we're supposed to do. When we get in power, we're supposed to remember the guys that do this for real, not just the guy that run around the corner and pretend to rap, but the guy that do it and we know he's been doing it 10 years. Come on, we got to reach out and we got to help one another. And I think that's what we see. We see less of them and see like we forget, and it seems like we'll watch the guy that's supposed to help us start helping some people that he never really knew. And guess what? A lot of times it's people that's not as good as the people that he do know. So
exactly. That's the part.
It's a strange game, man.
Yeah, it is. That's the part. You are. We'll talk about all that because you already know, man.
Yeah.
And throughout my career, that's the story of my career. I got somebody on the line that wanted me to come to their phone line right quick because they know you. You know Nooney Jr., right?
Yeah.
So Nooney Jr. is on the line with me. He said he's like, yo, let me get on the line. I want to holler at Wake. You feel me? This is my home. But me and Nooney formed the bond. Also, you feel me? We be on each other's shows and stuff. We just got a song together. I got to make sure I get you that record that Grind to the Max. I don't know if you heard it, the song that we did together, but it's a monster. You feel what I'm saying? So I got to make sure.
Okay.
I got to make sure I shoot you that. You know what I'm saying? We've been promoting it, and people are really loving it. My homeboy, B-Lo Down, the one that liked a lot of the beats that you was from Jacksonville that you was talking about when you was up there.
Yeah, I love B-Lo.
He did the track. So the track is monster. You feel what I'm saying? So a lot of people are feeling that song, so I got to make sure I shoot it to you. But Noonan, your mic is open. What's happening, homie?
What it do? What it do, Blizzard? What it do, C. Wakely?
What's up, man? What's happening?
Hey man, I'm gonna keep it real short because I'm about to go to this downtown YMCA in Houston, Texas and try to get my swole on. But check it out. I met C. Wakely from DJ Two Guns down there in Folkston, Georgia. And then I met him again from Big Pete from out of Waycross, Georgia. And for all y'all that was on the line, I don't know if y'all think the man just talking or he just playing around, but he turned burger. Which I don't want nobody to take this the wrong way. I'm not saying that burger ain't hot. But he made everybody know that burger was hot. And like, swear to God, I never heard a burger. The next week, like, I had came back from Jamaica. Burger was all the way from Melbourne, Florida, all the way up to some little country towns all throughout Georgia. And I'm talking about, bruh, everybody was talking about burger. Everybody was talking about burger. So, like, if y'all heard the man number and y'all want to holler at him, get on some business stuff, I really, for all of the people that know me, I am co-signing this dude. We done went through him to book a couple of artists, Blood Raw. We done went through him to book Trick Daddy. The man really doing his thing. And, you know, sooner or later, it ain't going to just be Southeast. It might be Southwest, too. It might be East Coast all the way up to New York. If he just keep doing his thing, you know, that's what's going to happen. So shout out to you, homie. Shout out to you and big Amp, you feel me? And just the whole, you know, the whole squad that you got, you feel me?
Well, Nooney, I really appreciate that, man. I think at the end of the day, all we have at the end of the day is our word, man. I appreciate you. And like I say, anytime somebody reach out to me, I try to do what I can. Burger was somebody that I believed in. People in Melbourne, Florida knew him, and he was hot down that way. But I went straight to Georgia with him because I felt like they would love him. And Burger got a song out right now called Five Stacks of Show, and he's basically saying, hey, you know, you want to book me as Five Stacks of Show. Now, and it's a fun-loving song. But, you know, but the point that I'm saying is that Burger wasn't doing a whole lot of shows on a consistent basis. He was doing something, but not on a consistent basis. So in 10 months, You know, he's $5,000 a show. We've been together 10 months now. He's $5,000 a show. He's constantly $3,500 a show, no matter what. But $5,000 is our booking number. So I think that says a lot about his talent. It says a lot about my grind, and it also says a lot about my team, because I ain't really much work for fuck without my team. So I want to make sure I get them boys a shout out for everything that they do too, man.
Exactly. Yeah. If you don't know anything about this fucking industry, getting $5,000 a show paid when you're not even really, when you don't even have a really a major deal or anything like that, you still basically, you still are independent, truly, an independent. You feel what I'm saying? On this grind, you getting five, and you doing the shows, and you getting the five. Come on, man. That's you. I know you're thinking, what is five? I bet you can't do it. Most of you people on the phone line, especially you artists, I bet right now you can't go out and get a show and tell somebody to give you $5,000 to perform. You just can't do it. You're going to have somebody lightweight on your team to make that happen. And that's why I have him on the line. That's why I wanted to get him and get his insight about what we're talking about the behind the scenes, what goes on in the industry, and some other things. You feel me? So this, like,
hey,
I said,
man,
two of the music grind.
Hey.
That's why I'm doing it. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, Blizzum, waking them at set up a show for Burger at Club Crush in Yulee. And I wasn't there. I was in New Orleans, right? But the fire marshal was talking about he should have been there to shut that motherfucker down, because that's how many people came out there.
Right. And so that's not a small feat, man. You feel me? So like I said, the brother gave out his phone number. If you want to give out again one more time, wait. So some of these people trying to get on their BI can hit you up.
Yeah, my number is 352-682-2040. 352-682-2040. Call me. If I miss your call, shoot me a text. I promise I'm going to hit you right back, and we'll chop it up. You feel me?
All right. Thanks, man. So I know what number that Burger's supposed to be calling from. So when he gets on the line, I'll jump him on and we'll get into his song or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Thanks for
No doubt, man. He'll be hitting me up. I know his daddy got a little sick, so he was in the hospital, but he texted me a while ago and said he'll be on the next 10 or 15 minutes. So he'll talk to y'all. Burger's a real humble dude, man. Real cool dude. I mean, if you get a chance, go to YouTube and just type in Burger, B-U-R-G-A. Like I said, some people call him Iceberg Tony. And one thing we did with that Burger thing, Blizzard, I want the people to know this. There's so many underground artists that you got to find a way to do something different from everybody else. And so when I came on, my plan with Burger was to get his mixtape. He got a mixtape called I Ain't Signed Yet. And I want to press up 50,000 copies in 6 months and shoot 10 videos off that mixtape. It took us nine months, we did shoot 10 videos. We dropped eight of them. We got two in editing, and we put out 43,000 in the mixtape. So we fell a little bit short, but at least we had a game plan. We only fell 7,000 short on the mixtape and one video short of that time, and it took us 3 months longer than what we thought. But I knew nobody else was shooting 10 videos off the mixtape, so my plan on the new mixtape is to shoot a video for every song. You feel me? These videos, if you look at them, they're all professional and they're quality videos. They're not some little damn camcorder. So y'all check your boy Burger out, man. And I want to say much love to my boy Blizzard before I get off the line, man. I respect you. I love your music as a rapper. I love your music as a producer. Anything I can do for you, man, you call me up. This is not no fucking no campaign talk. Because, you know, a lot of cats, y'all, don't tell y'all, hey, man, you need to call me, man. And when you call them, them niggas don't respond. So
right.
You can call me, though, bro. So that's what it is.
All right, homie, man. Appreciate you coming through the show, man. Really do, man. When he gets on the line, I'll jump on him. You feel me? I'm going to take some more of these other calls. You feel what I'm saying? But really appreciate it, bro. All right?
All right, y'all be good. Take care, man.
All right, man. All day. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Now, if you in the Southeast, and you trying to make some moves, especially in the state, in the Georgia, Florida area, you want to get some books for some shows or something like that, or, you know what I'm saying, talk to some people and, you know, get some connections. That's a great guy that you really need to holler at, and he's doing his thing, you feel me? I mean,
hey.
How many other people, you know, getting their artists 40,000, 43,000 CDs, and you know what I'm saying, even though he has his artists and those are his main priorities, he does show love when and if he can for other people. I know he does. And I'm not making it up, because he's done a couple of things for me that he didn't have to do. And I'm not even his artist. You feel what I'm saying? I've never been signed to him, but he's still done a couple things for me that he didn't even have to do. You feel me? And he's cool like that. So hit the guy up, man. He's not bullshitting, and he's connected. What did you want to say, Noonan, before I go to the rest of these calls?
Oh, I had thought you was going to ask me all the little questions, but it's cool, though. Shit, I done said what I had to say, man. Hey, for all y'all that don't believe Blizzum, I done seen this dude at probably about 14 different club events. The man be doing his thing. Hey, I'm not a hater, so I don't know what that means to really hate on nobody, but I'm a congratulator. And
right.
I do want to congratulate that dude. Hey, a lot of the stuff that I be doing, when I be throwing parties and I be having big events, some of the stuff I do, I kind of learn from just watching him. He didn't even know who I was, but I was watching him and seeing the stuff he was doing. And, you know, I was taking little parts of what he was doing and incorporating it into my own plan. But, man, yeah, that homie there be grinding. Man, his whole team be grinding. Them motherfuckers
right.
Everywhere, you feel me?
Yeah, they are the gatekeepers and all that whole team, man. You feel me? Even Big CJ, when he stepped out of the line joint, you feel me? And I talked to him. About some things. They just put the Bet the House video up on the Step Out of the Line website and everything for me. And so, like I said, man, that stuff that they don't got to do for me, man, that's just because you build relationships with people. And you know what I'm saying? Other people get charged for that service. Some people do, some people don't. It's all about who you know. All right, stay on the line real quick, Noon, if you want to. You feel me? But I'm finna go open up the rest of these lines. I got, first of all, I'm finna come to C-Merc real quick. But hold on, let me get P. Reg on the line. P.
What's happening, Pablo?
What's happening? What's up? My co-host P. Reg is affiliated. You feel me? Chainless Entertainment in the building. You dig? What it do, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's happening, bro? What's happening?
What up, man? So, you chimed in. I really couldn't really open up your mind because I wanted to go ahead and give Wake the flow. You feel me?
Oh,
let him
man.
Talk.
Hey,
know what
hey, man. You know me, man. I'm chainless, nigga. You know I'm patient, man. You know whatever you do, we do. You know what I'm saying? Shit, it one effort, man. One team, and that's how we roll. So, hey.
Exactly. So what you doing? Where you at? You said you in the studio. Where you at? What you doing?
No, I made it to the house, man. I made it to the house, man.
Oh, okay,
you know
okay.
I cut it all short, man, and just, you know, came on in because I said, hey, man, I got to get bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I got to get it in.
Right. I'm going to take some of these calls. You stay on the line. I'm going to keep your mic open. Let me take some of these calls, man, because I got about eight people with their hand raised up. First up is my homie C-Wait. You feel me? I see you Twink. I see you Raspy. I see you Shay. I see you 850-770, you feel me? So I'm coming down the line, all right? First up, my homie C. Merkel. What's up, homie?
Right.
Merk.
Right. I'm gonna take some of these calls. You stay on the line.
Merk.
Let me take some of these calls, man, because I got about eight.
Okay. I came to your line, homie. 215.
I see
Quinn,
I see Ramsey, I see Shay. 215. I see you 850. 215.
That's what I'm
getting. I'm listening.
Yo, what's good with you?
Yo, man, you can't listen to me on the radio, dog. You gotta listen to me on the phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Hey, you,
yo.
Hey, man. You hear me?
Come on, deck, dog.
What up, man? I was trying to come. You gotta turn the radio down. Turn the radio down.
Me?
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Oh, shit. My fault, my nigga.
Right.
Hey, my fault, Blizzum.
Right,
my fault, right. Big brother, man. All
right. So I got my homie C. Merkham on the line. You feel me? He's a producer. He's hot. He's out of Philly. You feel me? Have you ever heard my song called Real? This is the guy that did that track. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So he's calling in to the show, man. Thanks for hitting me up. You feel me? I'm going
to
go ahead and...
There's more to come, Blizzum. There's more to come, too, dog. I got a track or two for you. I'm going to send for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. For sure, man. For sure. So I appreciate you calling into the show. I just
no
got off the phone with C-Wake that was down here talking about it. You know what I'm saying? The record breaker. You know what I'm saying? He was giving us some insight behind
right.
the scenes info and telling us about his artist and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be on the line in a second. You feel me? We're going to spin Burger's music, and we're going to take some more questions from some more callers. You feel me?
I ain't
right,
get a chance to get my man number neither. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Well, you get a chance to spin that joint back off for me.
All right. So let me ask you this. What are you – behind the scenes, you feel me, Merk, with you being in production, what's like the grimy shit that you see behind the scenes, you feel what I'm saying, you know what I mean, with the industry, you feel me? What is it that's behind the scenes that people probably really don't know about from a producer standpoint that people don't see? Like niggas feeling beat, you feel me, saying they did the beat and you did the beat. Like, what's some of the
right.
grimy shit that go on up there in the
Philly
circuit?
In the Philly circuit? I mean,
yeah.
I'm not going to scream no names out anyway because I ain't even that kind of dude. But
like as far as the industry goes, like you have you got big producers out there that you think that's making beats, and they'll have a team of producers that are, that make the whole beat, but they'll just come and add a drum or a snare or a kick or something, and then they get whole credit, you know what I'm saying? They get executive production credits for that, you know what I'm saying? When somebody
right.
else already put it together, that kind
right.
of stuff, like, you know what I'm saying? That's grinding.
Right,
you know
right,
saying?
That's
like,
grinding. That happens
so
all the time. That happens a lot, though, you know what I'm saying? People
yeah,
don't understand
yeah.
that. Like, let me break it down. Oh, I see the homie Berg on the line. Hold on, here I come, homie. Let me finish
okay.
up this. Hold on.
Take
I see hold
that.
On.
Do your thing.
No, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to say one more thing, and then I'm going to go to the homie's line. Hold on a second, Berg. I see you on there. All right, so check it, Merc. This is what I'm saying. A lot of people that's behind the scenes, people who, because we got artists on the lines, and then we got like people who are just fans who just listen to my show and they just
mm-hmm.
fans of music, and they don't
mm-hmm.
understand that it's a lot of shit that goes on with like royalties and stuff like that when it comes down to who gets paid.
Right,
they think
right.
a lot of, they think that when they see a mega producer that
mm-hmm.
oh, he banged out the track, he banged out
no,
every
nah.
track. They don't understand that it's really like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's really not that. It's really not that. Now in the underground independent circuit where we at, most of the time, we're dealing with producers who they bang out their own beats or whatever. But when you get to a certain
mm-hmm.
level, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these mega producers, they are not really the ones who bang out the beats. They got producers
right.
on this production team.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, everybody, it's called a production team. You feel me? So
mm-hmm.
their face, they're the person who has the face because they probably put their work in, admittedly so, and grinded out and banged out beats and got a name for themselves. But oftentimes, if they have a production team, they have other guys in there like Merc or whoever else who has this natural keyboarding ability or a sampling ability, a guy who can just pick out hot samples or whatever and banging out these tracks and stuff, and they come in there oftentimes and get their stamp put on it. You know what I'm saying? I think, not to downplay him, but I think Diddy is like the number one person as far as being a producer early on in his career, especially, who got accolades for being a quote-unquote producer who never really banged out beats like that. He just had a team of cats banging out beats, but
exactly.
producer credit on it. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of time. A lot of you people, consumers at least, I know the artists probably know about this, but a lot of you consumers need to understand, and fans need to understand that a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, when you be hearing these super dope beats, whatever, you think, oh, that's the hottest producer ever. Maybe, or maybe it's his nephew or whoever else he got in there been sitting in front of that damn MPC or Reason for 3 days straight without
right.
taking. You know what I'm saying? It
or
might have been
team,
that.
Or just be a whole team of fools, like,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? It'd be six or seven, four or five people, you know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
It's not nine times. A lot of times, it's not just one person just producing the beat.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And real quick, before I go to Burger, what's one thing that you seen behind the scenes that would really just shock somebody? You feel me? If they just knew about it, just give me a quick story, real quick, and I can go to my interview.
Something that I seen behind the scenes.
Well, maybe that you know for a fact. Maybe you weren't there. You know, without, so don't name no names unless you actually saw it. But something that you would see that maybe people would just be like, damn, you know, that's crazy. They never knew that. Maybe about a Philly artist or something. You feel me?
Nah, you know what? I'm not even into all that gossip shit, like, really, like, because I don't, my fault if I cuss and I get you in trouble, whatever, but,
nah,
you know what I'm saying? I don't really get into all that gossip, like, because I don't even look for that stuff. Like, I don't even go look for that stuff on the internet. I don't go find that stuff. If it come across, then I check it out, but I don't even look for that stuff. So I couldn't even really tell you a crazy story, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, damn, somebody got shot in the joint, or, you know what I'm saying? Or yeah, I couldn't even tell you nothing like that, so I ain't even going to hold you. Like, I done got beat stole from me a couple times, like, you know what I'm saying? I can't put no names out there, nothing like that, because I could probably cause some trouble. But, you know what I mean? I'm not going to brag and boast about it. I'm just going to keep it moving, like, you know what I'm saying? Or
right.
be mad or whatever. I'm just going to keep it moving. But, you know, it's all kinds of stuff that happens out here, man. You never know.
Right, exactly.
Music gets stolen all the time, and credit doesn't get, you know, you don't get the credit in the correct spot and all that, you know. That
right.
happens all the time, man. You just got to, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's, man. Make sure it's
exactly.
straight, you know.
With your paperwork, you absolutely got to make sure your paperwork is right. All right, homie, let me jump into my homie. I'm figuring to jump into my artist interview. You feel me, real quick? So everybody
yeah.
that's on the phone line, you guys hold tight, stand by. When I come out of the interview and the songs, I'll jump back to the phone lines, all right? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzum. Welcome everybody that's listening to me on the internet at blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Thanks everybody that's listening to this in the podcast from iTunes after the fact. If you couldn't catch the live show, you feel me? I appreciate all your support. We had over 20,000 downloads of the show through either iTunes or the show page, but that's a lot. We haven't even been on the air in a year. We had 160 episodes, so that's a lot. You feel me? And that's a pretty impressive number, and we're getting bigger caller numbers by the day. Right now, I'm going to jump down to my homie from Florida, from Melbourne, Florida, to be exact. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? Burger, what it do, homie?
What's happening, homie? What's happening?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show, you dig?
You already know, ain't no problem.
Radio, man. Now, look, man, I know I haven't met you personally, but I've been knowing, you know, the homie Wake for years. You feel what I'm saying? Back when he was managing blood and everything, so we go way back. He's done a lot of things for me, helped me out or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, when he tell me, you know what I'm saying, I got a guy, this guy, whatever, check him out, I check him out. So I've been heard of you. You feel me? When he first started promoting you, I heard of you. I listened to your music. I checked you out because when he sent me something, I take notice because we people like that. You feel what I'm saying? And just no bullshit. I don't know if you know it or not, but I'm an artist myself. I'm a rapper myself. You feel me? And a producer myself and an engineer. And so with that being said, when I tell you a nigga got talent, when I say that, especially on my fucking radio show, you feel me? That way, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm saying because people know that I'm a great rapping artist myself. So when I give accolades to another artist, you feel what I'm saying? I say, look, dude makes some dope music for real. He is hot. He makes some dope music, and I seen him rock a show. You feel me? He does do his thing. They take that at face value. You feel what I'm saying? And so I'm absolutely saying that about you right now because I've seen you perform before, and I've heard your music, and I really like the videos that you got out. You putting out some quality shit, homie. So, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it, bro.
You represent for the home state. I'm from Florida myself, too. So, you represent for the home state real sweet. You feel what I'm saying? I like it. I like what you're doing, all right?
And so, what's up.
Yeah, so we're going to play some of your music, especially the one that I really like is Where the Love. You feel me? Because, you know, I got people doing long numbers, too. You feel what I'm saying? And so, when I heard that record, you feel what I'm saying? I was like, oh, yeah, that's the record right there. You feel me? So I'm going to bump that for show tonight. You feel me? But I want to ask you, you know what I'm saying? First of all, tell the people who you are, what you're about, where you're from, and what you represent, and what is Burger the Artist about?
You already know my name, Burger, straight out of County, that's three.
Oh. Hold on, the homie just signal just dropped. You feel me? Hold on. Let me give him a second to call back in. You feel me? He probably going to dial right back out. Hold on a second. Let me give him about 1 second. Just to fill it in the gap, I'm pretty sure he's going to dial me right back out. Sound like his cell phone signal dropped. But make sure he's got a video, man, to the song that I'm going to play in a minute when I get through with his interview for the song called Where's the Love. If you ever had anybody locked up, man, if you know anybody that's locked up and doing some long time, man, you can really, really relate. Somebody that you really fuck with. You know what I'm saying? You're going to hear that song, and you're going to be like, man, I got to have that song just on your iPod just for some shit to, like, kind of listen to. You feel what I'm saying? I got the song. If you're a fan of the K100 Internet Radio page, you feel me? Go to the K100 Internet Radio page. Or if you're my friend on Facebook, I actually posted it up, you know what I'm saying, on the Facebook, you know, promoting the fact that he was going to be on the show. You feel what I'm saying? And so you got to look at that video when you check it out. Okay, he's back on the line. Oh, hello?
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm in a bad spot.
Right, it's cool. But go ahead and finish what you was going to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically just making good music, my nigga, and feeding the streets. And on the independent grind right now. That's all we on right now. All
right. So what do you think about being an independent artist, man? You feel me? Would you rather stay independent, or are you really trying to make it and get on with the bigger label?
I mean, the ultimate goal at the end of the day is the, you know what I'm saying, get a major deal. Get one that's worth something, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of bullshit. I can cuss on this.
Yeah, we on
internet.
Go ahead.
It's a lot of bullshit deals going out right now. So the best thing for me, I think, independent right now until I can get my track record together and present something to a label. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So with you being on the ground independently, you feel me, and you traveling a lot with Wake, and I know he had you traveling all over the states and everything like that, especially in the South. What's some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that you could tell? Because I got a lot of people on my phone lines, and today we're talking about what goes on behind the scenes of the industry. You feel what I'm saying? And what can you tell me about, since you're really out there doing a lot of shows on the road, what can you tell me about behind the scenes? Can you tell some people that people wouldn't believe really go on, even on the level that you on?
Well, like you were saying, I heard you saying earlier about the beat situation. I'm just not getting up on that. A lot of these producers that's putting out these beats stuff, they ain't really producing the beats. I know that for one. A lot of these songs that you're hearing, Like, people ain't actually coming up with these songs. It's people submitting these songs to labels for people just to put their own twist on them, too, which I done seen. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just a lot, just a lot of smoke and mirrors behind the scene, man. This shit flaw as fuck.
Exactly, exactly. So
the music industry, in terms of major wise, when you get on that level like that, you basically somebody controlling you. If you don't come in with your own, if you ain't been doing your thing before, like far as your grinding and building your own track record and getting people to love you for who you is, like right now while you coming up, when you get in the industry, they basically making you out of who they want you to be. That means.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. At this point right now, we got a lot of ladies on the line, Burger, and they probably dying to know, you feel me, when they see the video or whatever, they probably dying to know. Do you have a lot of groupies? You got a lot of girls chasing you. Get you, keep it 100. Tell us, my nigga, do you got a lot of groupie love out there on the road?
So much of it.
These are kind of questions that people be wanting me to ask, because my show is like fucking uncut, nigga. I keep it real. I keep it raw. You feel what I'm saying? So,
right.
So just since you became, you've been out here touring, and you know, you get to the level where you getting these paid shows, and you packing out clubs. Just on average, how much did the pussy ratio really skyrocket, my nigga? Just keep it 100.
My pussy rate through the roof. Of a 100-story building.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, motherfuckers don't understand. That's like one of the perks. If you're going to do this shit, I mean, if you got to go through all this motherfucking hell we got to go through as artists and shit, the least you can do is have a side perk. You know what I'm saying? Can we have that? Can we have that, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, can you give it to the people? All the shit that we have to put up with to be artists, all the things that we have to do to get on, to get noticed, and all this kind of shit. Can we just get a little extra pussy than the average nigga? What, is that too much to ask? I don't feel like that's too much to ask, bro. Do you feel me, dog?
Hell yeah, I'm with you, my nigga, 100%.
Okay, all right, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? My nigga, we got an understanding. You understand what I'm saying? We got an understanding. You feel me? I think a lot of people would be like, y'all just want to, you know, especially if you got a main girl or some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, goddamn, you know, I'm out here on this road, I'm out here, I'm traveling from city to city, barely getting any sleep and all this kind of shit, putting up with all these fuck-ass flaw niggas that's really running the industry, because we know once you get to a lot of level, the real niggas just start to phase out and the fuck niggas start to get more and more around. You know what I'm saying? Once you get high up, that's the way it works. That's why it's so hard to get in the fucking game, because at the top is full of fuck niggas. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You know.
Hell yeah.
Am I lying? Hello?
Yeah, you breaking up.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
I'm saying, am I lying about that? Am I keeping it 100 on that? That's the name of the
keeping
show.
Keeping it 100. That's real.
That's real talk. You feel me? So tell me about the video, man, because I really want people to check out the video that you got. Because I'm telling you, man, the video is good quality. It's good work. How did that video come about? You know what I'm saying? What made you want to just, you know, rock it out and do a video to that song? Tell me about that song that I'm finna play. That Where's the Love? What inspired that song?
My cousin got locked up. The feds came and picked 6 or 7 niggas from around. My area ain't that big. You know what I mean? My area. Probably got half of the whole hood when they came and swooped. 6 or 7 niggas at the center of us. So the hood was fucked up. Neighborhood had not fell off, you know what I mean? Because that money ain't circulating like that no more. Holes falling off, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? They ain't got the niggas to support them like that. But long story short, so my cousin got caught up in it. Two of my cousins got caught up in it. One of them caught 12. The other one caught like 3. But he's back on the streets right now, so that's all good. But I missed it for my cousin. Let him know that we still out here repping him.
All right, right. Well, real quick, I'm going to go ahead and jump into that song, my nigga. Appreciate you calling the show. Let me bump this motherfucking Burger, man. Where's the Love? Check the video out on the K100 Internet Radio page. Stand by, Burger. I'm going to ask you 1 or 2 more questions after the song is off, all right?
All right, bro.
All right, Burger, Where's the Love? Right here on K100 Internet Radio. You dig? Let's run it.
Love you when you're stunned. Got a letter from my cousin in the mailbox. Wanna know what's up with his hoes and why his mail stopped. How he got the money, now he can't bail out.
Damn.
Why Everybody got 12 years in a cell block. Say he think about his kids more than anything. Told me cuz watch him get fucked with cuz it's a dirty game. Told me how Mike Stone just got the railroad. Murph tried to take it to the door and got an elbow. He says a lot of niggas folding under pressure. And he wanna say their names but he don't stress them. Shit. He say cuz I got a lot of shit to tell you. And his next words broke in bold letters. And it read, boy they love you when you're out there studying. But it's fuck you when you ain't got nothing. And then he said, I'm writing you, so you gotta write me. So return one ASAP. Much love. Where my gangsters, where my riders, where my dogs at? Where my bitches, where my hoes, where my hoes at? See, they love you when you're out here stunning. But it's fuck you when you ain't got nothing. Where the love at? Where my gangsters, where my riders, where my dogs at? Where my bitches, where my hoes, where my hoes at? See, they love you when you're out here stunning. But it's fuck you when you ain't got nothing. Where the love at? See, it's cause I'm just returning your letter. Shit's so crazy, more crazy than ever. Just know that stormy weather don't last forever. If you need it, just ask, it's whatever. I got you. Cause when you're down bad, don't nobody need you. Bitches ain't shit, and niggas ain't need no. Leave you to rot, cause niggas ain't loyal. Niggas turn sour, bitches get spoiled. Just seen them niggas you was with through the rain. They ain't even mention your name, and that's fucked up. Cold shoulders, no letters, no cheddar. And my next words were wrote in bold letters. And it read, my nigga, God's my witness. Long as you down, I'ma ride it out with you. And if you're trying to get up out of that system, gotta stop stressing if they bother them bitches. Where my gangs, where my riders, where my thugs at? Where my bitches, where my hoes, where my loves at? See, they love you when you're out here stunning. But it's fuck you when you ain't got nothing. Where the love at? Where my gangsters, where my riders, where my dogs at? Where my bitches, where my hoes, where my loves at? See, they love you when you're out here stunning. But it's fuck you when you ain't got nothing. Where the love at? Somebody tell me where the love at. Bitches, hoes, hoes. Down and out with nothing at all. Where my gangsters ride and thug, and all my bitches hold up. Gone, let's go. They gone. Pop one of them penicillins up off the dresser, cause the bullshit building up my pressure. That's why I don't really even fuck with them niggas. They'll get you fucked up if you ain't careful. Fuck friends, cause I'd rather chill with family around the ones I know that understand me. And I don't hang around people I don't know. I know it's people out there that wanna ban me. Dang. Where my gangsters, where my riders, where my thugs at? Where my bitches, where my hoes, where my loves at? See, they love you when you're out here stunning. But it's fuck you when you ain't got nothing. Where the love at? Where my gangsters, where my riders, where my thugs at? Where my bitches, where my hoes, where my loves at? See, they love you when you're out here stunning. But it's fuck you when you ain't got nothing. Where the love at?
All day, man. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Welcome, everybody, to the show. You feel me? Man, really, everybody tuning in. I'm going to let that beat ride, because I like that beat, nigga. But simple, nigga. The snare, nigga. The drums, the piano. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? I fucks with it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio. Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum, you dig? Let me get my music crunk back the fuck up. Let me open my homie's Burger's back line back up. Burger.
Yo, I'm here.
What's up, homie, man? First of all, I really like that record, man, like I said. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I like the subject. I like the wordplay. You feel me? You understand? It's like, nigga, and that's some real talk, nigga. It's like when you're out here stunting, you on top. And it's like when you're in there fucked up, nigga, it's like, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? With a love for you. You know what I'm saying? And this coming from a nigga who still got them, you know what I'm saying, sending my folks, they doing long numbers, and I still got them getting them calls every now and again. My nigga shoot me something. If I got it, I give it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
right.
You feel me?
Yeah, I'm
that's
right.
What you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I need to write them more, but then they really done stop writing me so much. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I probably need to fly my kite more, you know what I'm saying? But I still put that money in the books, you know what I'm saying? If you got some people doing some long numbers, man, that's the least you can do. If it ain't much, shit, $20, $30 go a long way in there. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So goddamn,
you got money. Send that kite. Send that letter. Sometimes that's work. More than that money.
Exactly. Well, look, man. Appreciate you checking in to the show with me and everything, you feel me? Keep checking the show out, my nigga. Tell some of your other people about the show, man. You know what I'm saying? If you can, blast it out for me. You understand what I'm saying? It's on your page already, you know. That's how we do. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Feel me? You know what I'm saying? But and hopefully, man, we can get in the lab and do some shit. You know what I'm saying? Down the pipeline. You
already know.
You know what I'm saying? All right, man. Thanks for calling in, dude. Stay easy.
All right, bro.
All right. So let's go open up the phone lines to the rest of the calls. You dig? P-Reg. 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 Where the fuck is P at? P. I don't know. Let's go ahead and take up. Hello? I don't know what P doing. P, when you hit, I'm going to leave your mic open, P. All right. I'm going to go down to the next caller. Shay, what's happening, babe?
Hey, what's up with you?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show.
You know.
Did you like the song?
I love the song. That was killer. I like that.
Yeah,
the song was good.
You got to check the video. I got the video posted on the K100 page and everything.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go catch that after the show then because I love that song. That was nice.
The video he got to the song is hard. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It's good for independent. It's a good video. You feel me? So, the song and the video is great. So, y'all guys, make sure y'all check that out. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Support the homie. You know what I'm saying? So, episode 159. You dig? All right. Once again, 347-934-0966, and make sure you hit number one. I got quite a few people with their hands raised. You feel
me? Yeah.
Are you back on the line, P?
Hey, man. I heard you calling, man. I was not in the room, man. What's happening, partner?
All right, man. I'm just making sure I know where you was at. That's why I left your microphone. I figured you'd be back. You feel what I'm saying?
I want you to get none of that background going on, partner.
Okay, all right. So I got Shay on the line.
What's up, P-Ray?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening, baby? What's happening?
It's all good. What's up with you?
Hey, you know me, man. We grinding to the max over here. We working.
Right.
What's up?
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get to the questions for the people who's on the phone lines. I got some questions set up for everybody who's calling into the show tonight. Question number one, Shay. What was the most shocking thing you ever heard about? What was the most shocking thing you ever heard about an artist behind the scenes? Like, if you ever looked at one of them behind the music shows and anything, what was, like, the most shocking thing you ever heard? What did that echo?
I don't know. I'm just standing here.
Hold on. That's P. Reds, whatever the hell P doing. I had to, what are you doing, P? I had to mute your mic, whatever you're doing. All right,
let me mute my own shit, man.
All right. Well, God damn it. Mute it. Can you give me an echo? What are you doing? Shay. All right, Shay.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so once again, what was the most shocking thing you ever heard about an artist that happened behind the scenes? Any artist. This can be a big-name artist or whatever.
I don't know. I'm going to say maybe it had to be about Alicia Keys. That's my homegirl. Oh, my gosh.
Really? You were shocked that she was fucking a married man? Really?
Yeah, I just couldn't believe that was her character.
Well, she was.
That's all right, though. I'm still supporting her. I'm a true fan.
All right, that's cool. And even though you always bash other women who fuck married men and everything.
Yeah,
on the show,
I probably do, but me and Alicia go way back, so it's all right.
Okay, Alicia gets the pass. All right, whatever. If you like her, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. All right, so that was shocking to you that you heard that when it came out?
Yeah, you know how at first stuff starts circulating like rumors, you know, but then once it's like, you know, confirmed, and well, she can't deny it, but yeah.
All right.
It was what it was. I forgave
it. I wasn't necessarily shocked because the industry just like that. You feel me? When you consider all the production and stuff that Swizz had did with her, and then, you know, there had been a sighting here and there about him. When it finally came out, I was like, shit, what else is new?
No, they could have just been friends. All right.
Exactly. Next question. Here you go with the bullshit.
All right.
Do you think the music industry is a grimy business? What's your take on the music industry? What do you think from a consumer point of view about the music industry?
From a consumer point of view, I don't see enough of the music, or should I say, I don't hear enough of the music that I like and that I get down to, like, I guess, mainstream. Like, when I turn on the radio, I want to hear stuff that I like, you know. Some of it, and I know they market to a targeted audience and all that kind of stuff, but what about the people that pay the bills? I mean, not just the little young people. What about the grown folks? Can we hear some grown folks' music on the radio?
Well, they got certain stations that's for that, but see, they don't have right now the way the urban state, the quote unquote urban stations, the hip hop stations. The problem with them is they still stuck on stupid. They still think that hip hop is new and young when you don't realize, motherfucker, hip hop is 30 years old. So there are people who've been listening to hip hop. Yeah. All I listen to is hip hop, but I don't listen to shit like Waka Flocka and Soulja Boy because they basically.
Yeah.
Shit, I give a fuck
about.
All I do is listen to hip hop. All I do is listen to rap, mostly Chainless Entertainment. But if it wasn't them, I still only listen to hip hop. But I don't listen to that bullshit. And so there's not a station that consistently plays hip hop for someone that's 30, that's 25 to 35 in that. But if you really, that's why the industry is falling off. I think that's why a lot of program directors need to be fucking fired, because you got to be a fucking idiot to realize that a lot of the people who grew up on hip hop still listen to hip hop, but we are grown now, so we don't want to hear the same message that we was listening to at 16 or 18 that we do at 25. That's why a lot of artists, like with Snoop Dogg's last album and stuff, when you listen to the record, he changed the production, he kind of made it grown up, you feel me, and he sold a lot of records in the middle of a recession, in the middle of one of the worst years in music industry history. I think that's why Eminem is
content of it. I mean, like, you know, we still like hip hop. We still like, you know, rap. We just want the content to grow up a little bit. I don't want to hear about somebody rapping about something that don't make no damn sense.
Right, exactly. So I think a lot of the program directors are at fault for that, and that's just the bullshit part of the industry. You feel me? Once they get that, once they realize that and start either branching off and having that station play that shit, because you know what I'm saying? Especially the club DJs, once they get that, once they realize that everybody that goes to... Now with the club DJs, you got to understand, Shay, even though you don't like a Waka Flocka or whatever, when Waka Flocka or whatever come on in the club, you do move, right? You do get...
No. Really. If I don't like the song, I don't care where I'm at when it's playing. I'm just not going to get down with it. I don't care how long your chain hang and what color your gold is and all that shit. I don't care. That is not music to me.
But some people who don't even buy his music or buy that kind of shit do dance to it in the club. So in the club, I got a little more leeway. You feel me? Because I know a lot of women who would never buy a Gucci Mane record, but they like to dance off Gucci Mane songs. You feel what I'm saying?
Honestly, they could play the music without the words, and maybe that would be okay with me. I mean, I know that may be an insult to them, but I could do without their words. They could just play the beat if it has to be at a club scene. Because I don't really go clubbing that much. But when I do, you know, I'm just like... You know, I don't care what they're saying. I really don't. They can just play the music without the words.
Okay. So next question. If you could be in the music biz, if they say something from the outside looking in, if you could be in the music biz, what role would you like to be in? What would you do? What do you want to be?
Well, I'm a cute face. I'd probably say the modeling or marketing promotion, something like that.
Modeling, marketing, promotions, video chick, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that right there.
Yeah, I'm a people person.
No,
you know, I've never met a stranger, so.
Sometimes that job comes with other responsibilities.
Right.
Behind the scenes shit that y'all don't be knowing about. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
You know some of those jobs come with, you know.
What are you willing to give up to get this? Yeah, that kind of thing.
You have to do a little sidebar fucking, you know. I'm just saying, ladies, I'm just letting y'all, I'm keeping it 100. It's how the shit is, all right? Twig Raspy is up next. Last question, Shay. If you could know every detail about an artist ever, but from behind the scenes that you really don't know anything about behind the scenes, but they're just intriguing to you, if you could pick one artist to know everything about them behind the scenes, who would it be?
I don't know about that one, because most of the artists that I'm like really digging into right now, I take the time to research to find out about them behind the scenes. So I don't know anybody that I already know behind the scenes stuff on. I don't know of anybody right this minute.
Did you research?
I'm pretty sure.
Did you research Alicia? And you didn't know she was.
You talking about behind the scenes, like following them, like how they grew up, learning about them, basically like that.
Shit, you cannot find on the internet unless somebody. Fucking TMZ finds out for your ass, okay? That kind of shit.
Whatever.
Huh?
I'll get back to you on that.
All right. All right. Well, stand by. I'm going to go to the next caller, all right?
Okay, I'm listening.
All right. Twink, what's up?
What's going on?
Raspy's up next. Then I see LL on the line. Thanks for calling the show. Once again, 347-934-0966 is the number to dial into the show and hit the number one. Now, Twink.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What's going on? How was your show today? I couldn't, you know, of course, you know, I couldn't tune in. I was over here, but how was it?
It went pretty well. You know, of course, I banged out two of your songs and promoted my artist, banged out some of his songs.
Oh, okay. What you play, man? What you play?
I play, you know what, in all seriousness, my favorite song from you is Bet the House. I play it ever since I downloaded that song. I play it every show, so, yeah. And I also played Grind to the Max.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. You did? All right, so let me answer these questions. You feel me? I got to make sure you know about the show. Let me ask these questions, though. What's the most, and you're kind of in the business and kind of sort of anyway, you kind of, you know, you dabble in the music industry yourself. You feel me? But what's the most shocking thing you ever heard about an artist that happened behind the scenes that came to light?
Actually, there's a gay rapper who's out now that my artist actually had dealings with. And before we knew he was gay, like now he's famous for being the gay rapper. And before it came out, like when I found out that he was gay, that surprised the hell out of me because, you know. Just like he's like real hardcore, you know, shoot your mama in the face without blinking, rape the kid type, you know, rapper, you know, and now he's homo.
Because he was always a fucking homo. He probably was a fake rapper, more than likely.
I'm sure he was.
A fag killer? You know what? I'm not even gonna start. I can't even. I don't know what to say about that. What the fuck? Now he's a gay rapper. He was always a gay rapper. He was just an undercover fag rapper. All right, next question. Do you think the music industry is a grimy business? What's your take on the industry?
It is a grimy business because, you know what, I know firsthand, I'm not going to put this guy's name out, but I've dealt with this guy. He's a guy in Baltimore, and he's real shady. Just, there's promoters that ain't shit. There's producers that, you know, will sell you a beat for outrageous amounts of money and then turn around and sell that same beat to somebody else and then tell you, nah, that's a different beat. You know, they'll hit you with the Vanilla Ice. You remember how Vanilla Ice was getting sued? And he was like, no, it's a different beat. I added a ding. Yeah, there's producers
right.
that'll do dumb shit like that.
Right.
There's artists that, you know what I mean, if you collab with them, they'll figure out how to, they'll put the song out themselves and your verse won't be in that song, period, point blank. Done. It's a lot of
simple
shit that goes on.
I wish a motherfucker would. But go ahead.
Yeah, I've dealt with people that do fuck shit like that. It's there's a lot of people that do dumb shit. Like the promoter out here, he'll do showcases and whatnot. He has a couple coming up. Shot me emails like, yo, I want your artist to perform at this event. All he has to do is pay me $300.
Right.
Tell me you want my artist to do something for you, but I gotta pay you. Fuck out my face, right now, all the way. Fuck out of here.
Right. Okay. So yeah, the industry is grimy for those of you who don't know how to answer that question. The answer is yes, but I know a lot of you people who just never dealt in it. You just don't know how deep the rabbit hole goes. Okay. Next question. If you could be, well, you're already in it. Are you? What? Tell the people what you do in the music industry side. Like, what do you do?
I am currently a manager for Dougie F. Bueller out of Clinton, Maryland, and I am a promoter in the Baltimore, D.C. area.
Right. So that's what you do. So that question really is irrelevant. If you could know every detail about any artist ever behind the scenes, who would you pick and why?
No one. I don't want to know everyone's personal business because the less I know about you, the easier it is for me to deal. I don't want to know your personal life if I have to deal with you business-wise. Because then that's going to change the way that I think about you.
What if it's somebody that you're not going to deal with? You're killing me.
All right, is it any artist, probably Joel Santana. I love Joel Santana. If I can know everything about LaRon Lewis James, I want to know it all.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good one. I think that personally, just by the content of his music, I would really like to know everything about Eminem. You feel me? Like some real shit, like the shit that people, even though he airs out a whole bunch of shit on his music, I'm pretty sure he hasn't told you everything, but just the shit that he said, you like, I really would just like to just know really more, even though he basically is an open book. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Based on some of the content that he's already put out and some of the songs, some of the shit he said in songs, I'd like to really just know, you know what I'm saying, the shit that you really don't know. Like the shit that you don't know with the Aftermath 50 Cent deal, the shit that you don't know about when Proof got killed. You feel what I'm saying? Shit like that right there. The shit you don't know about how the D12 shit went down. All that kind of shit. I think that would be pretty intriguing to me. And that's because he already gives it to you so out there about shit, but you still know a shit that you don't know. It's like, how could you not know shit? But if an artist gives you that much content in his music, it's got to be a whole bunch of outlandish shit going on that you just be like, what the fuck? Behind the scenes. You feel what I'm saying? It's got to be. Because he gives it to you. He gives you so much shit in the content and the music. It's got to be outrageous with the behind-the-scenes shit that you just don't know about. It's got to be. Because it's shit he's just not going to tell you. So that's what I would like to know. You feel me? Because I listen to his music. And I'm like, this motherfucker talked about fucking being molested growing up by his stepfather. What else can you possibly not have to hide? You feel what I'm saying? But you know it's some shit. You feel me? And if it's something that he can't talk about, it's probably crazy. All right, Twink. Thanks for calling into the show. Tell me about your show real quick. Yeah.
Quick question. Are we still on for tomorrow?
What time? Because you know I got a show tomorrow. What time, though?
I know. I'll wait and hold my show off until after yours.
All right. We're cool, then.
Oh, right, wait. Noon show is tomorrow, ain't it?
Yeah, you can do it beforehand. You can do it, and I can just come on for like a brief hour. You feel me?
Got you. All right. So tomorrow is 7.
Six.
Six? Well, all right. Tomorrow is 6.
We can do it at 7. We can do it at 7. We'll do it at 7.
Okay.
All right. Tell them how to get to the show.
blogtalkradio.com/twinkleandhoney, H-U-N-N-Y, not H-O-N-E-Y. 323-657-1409. Or just look for the post on my page, Blizzom page, K100, or anybody else who I know.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Next up. Rest of Ross, what's up, homie?
What it do,
man? Thanks for calling in the show. LL, you on deck. What's going on, man? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Thanks to everybody who's hung around for the whole time. Thanks to everybody who's on the line, which is still quite a few people, actually. Even the ones who's not hitting the number one. Thank you guys for just tuning in and listening to the show. Everybody who's listening to me at blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Also, everybody who's listening to this as a podcast after the fact who couldn't catch the live show. Once again, appreciate the support. I'm your host, Blizzom. I got my homie, Raspy Rawls, on the line. Raspy, what's happening, homie?
I'm chilling. Just got out of school. You know, I'm seeing what it do on there. You know what I'm saying? Give me some info out of here, you know. You know what I'm saying? This information will show right here tonight.
Right. This one and the one yesterday was really good for the artist. That was a great one.
I called yesterday.
You missed yesterday, but it was a good one. You need to go back and listen to that one, though. You should listen to that episode.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, that was a real good episode. Okay, but I got some questions for you. Now, some of these you're not really, a couple of questions, because you're an artist yourself, so, you know, you kind of avoided from question three. But what was the most shocking thing you ever heard about an artist, you know what I'm saying, big name artist that happened behind the scenes that you found out about?
I ain't know all these niggas was as gay as they was.
You didn't know really? What
you mean? Yeah, I didn't know all these niggas was as gay, like really, really kicking up their ass gay, like for real, literally. I didn't know they was that gay, man. You know,
gay, I'm not surprised that when they're a superstar, when they're a superstar or some shit like that, man, when that shit be coming out, man, I don't really be shocked, man, because I'm on the underground, and I haven't made it to that level, but from everybody that I know that be on that level, man, that are, like, thorough niggas, and which is very few niggas, but I know a couple of niggas that's really thorough, and they just kind of some kind of way squeeze their way into the top echelon. They tell me, man, that shit is rampant. Like you just like, I don't know if you know, but the shit with the Ray J and what's the other little fag nigga from fucking that little boy band group, whatever the fuck them niggas is, whatever that fuck nigga is.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
That shit right there. When Ray J, when he tried to say some shit about Ray J, you know, said something about gays, nigga, Ray J instantly came out and was like, yo, nigga, don't say I said shit about no gay motherfuckers. You fucking threatening my career, nigga. On that call, you feel me? Because, like, Ray J was like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying shit about gay people, because he already know that at the top echelons of the film and music industry, a lot of them niggas is homos. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's just the truth of it, especially executives. A lot of the executives are now artists.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Nigga need to change their name to Twinkle.
I mean, but that's what it is. You feel what I'm saying? That's how the motherfuckers is. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not. I don't. I never get shocked when I hear that. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't say that. I'm shocked that I'm hearing. I say I'm shocked that there's so many of them. I mean, well, it's like ridiculous how many of them niggas get.
I mean, you know, the gay people stick together, so when they get into a position of power, that's the same motherfucker on. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah, you ain't lying, no, I'm laughing, but that's the truth.
That's the truth. They're like Jews, man. Jews only gonna fuck with Jews, and gays really technically only gonna fuck with the gays. They're gonna look out for the gay people first. That's how they roll. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Them motherfuckers damn near took down the police force in Atlanta for invading the gay bar not too long ago.
Man, you
feel me? Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? So when they click up, they don't fuck around. They that's how they roll. You feel me?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, man. So I'm not really shocked. Do you think the music industry is a grimy business? What's your take on the industry?
My take on the industry, this bitch grimy. Everybody out for self. Like David Banner said it in his song. How did he say it? He said, the richer we got, the more we turn to where God, and the poor you is, the more you steal, because it's hard. And that was a true line right there, man. Like, the richer them niggas got, the more frauded they became, man. So grimy, you know what I'm saying? When they was at the bottom, they was grinding to get there. They was willing to work with anybody that was trying to get there. Once they got there, shit all about me.
Yeah. But I think, like the homie C. Wakey said in the first part of the hour, that he can understand why some of them niggas have that attitude, because when they was grinding, when they was on the come up, niggas wasn't reaching back and helping them. And I ain't gonna lie, like I told him, man, I got a couple of fuck yous to throw up to a couple of niggas. Probably gonna get the fuck you. I'm probably not gonna look out, nigga. You feel me? Or if I do get up and jump above you, nigga, I'm probably gonna, like, you gonna reach out, and I'm gonna be like, nigga, fuck you. Because I remember when you didn't reach out. And so I think a lot of that shit be happening in the industry when niggas get to a certain level, and niggas was like, fuck them when they was on a certain level. They be like, nah, fuck you now. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's not right. Like he said, that's not right. But I can see that, because I ain't gonna lie. It's a couple of motherfuckers that if when I break through the doors, oh, nigga, please. I'm just waiting for certain motherfuckers to call and ask me anything so I can really just say, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to give a nigga my ass a kiss, because that's how they did me. You feel what I'm saying? There's been a couple of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you feel me? So maybe that's what it's got. It's some of that in it. It's some of that in it. And I know that's not right, but it's some of that in it. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I want to tell myself that I'm not going to be like that, but who am I kidding? All right. So next question. Yeah. If you could know every detail about an artist, you know what I'm saying, behind the scenes, who would you pick and why?
My heart is dead, but I would want to know what it was like for Mike behind the scenes.
Oh, for real? Mike?
Yeah, I'd like to know what.
Them little boys, don't you?
Hey, bro, don't start that shit, no.
I'm just asking you a question, Rasmus. Don't get all tense about Mike. I know Mike. Don't get all tense, man. I just want to know, would you like to know whether Mike messed with the little boys' booties or not? That's all I'm saying.
You know me, I want to know the truth and everything. So if you didn't, yeah, I'm going to know. So I want to know the truth.
You knew, Rasmus, if you knew, would that change your opinion about Mike?
You fucking right. I'm a fan and all, but I'm still a man. You know what I'm saying? I'm still a human. It's the humanity before I become a fan.
I know it's a sensitive subject to you, Rasmus. I know you're a Michael Jackson fan. You don't like when people talk about Mike. They don't know Mike like that, y'all. So, you know, I'm not going to elaborate on it. All right? You feel me? All right. Stand by. Let me get to the next caller.
Yeah.
All right. L, what's happening, babe?
Y'all are absolutely crazy.
Man, Rasky really loves Mike. I just move right along. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no problems.
Insanity on K100 nightly.
All right. And you're of course voided from answering question three also, but I would like for you to answer the other questions. What do you think about the interview? I know
what is question three? Why can't I answer question three? Like, I don't understand.
Because question three is, if you could be in the music biz, what job would you like to be in? And we know the answer, because you've done it.
No, you don't know the answer. Just because I've done it, that doesn't mean that that's what I would like to do. I mean, I love doing it. Don't get me wrong. I love being a personality. I do. But if I were, you know, after I finished school and everything, I would like to be on the law, the legal side of the entertainment industry, just because, you know, artists fight so hard to get to where they're at. They don't need people to continue to dick them over once they're there. So I would love to be an entertainment lawyer. Family law is my first love, and that's where I'm headed in a year and a half when I finish my bachelor's to law school. So, yes, family law is my first love, but I would love to do entertainment law.
Okay. Entertainment law.
Yeah.
I hope you can do that because I'm going to need a lawyer.
I got you.
I need a good lawyer. People don't, let me tell you something, artists on the line and people listening to the podcast and on the internet. You can know all the DJs in the motherfucking city, state, or whatever, or the southeast motherfucker, but one powerful entertainment attorney trumps all those motherfuckers. Okay?
Yeah.
That's like a joker, nigga. You like, it's like you got a whole bunch of space. You trump tight, but this one motherfucker still got that big joker on your ass. All right? He still got one card that trumps the rest of your shit. If you got a very powerful, known entertainment lawyer on your side, you are farther ahead of the game and in the door than if you knew every fucking DJ in Atlanta that played your shit. That fucking entertainment attorney, powerful entertainment attorney, and connected entertainment attorney can get you more money and more recognition than every fucking DJ in the city. That is a fact. I think some of you might have missed that part of Music 101. Might want to attend the conference too. So next question, L. What was the most shocking thing you ever heard about an artist that happened behind the scenes that came to light for you?
Honestly, like recently, it was the big to-do about El DeBarge coming out of rehab, and, you know, he's done with the drugs, and he still sounds awesome, and now he's back on the drugs. What? What's going on?
Come on. Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, no,
it's shocking that
really,
a dope
it
man
is. It's not like, okay, wait. It's not shocking that he relapsed.
Okay.
Per se, but like for someone to have been through so much and who could still have like this longevity in the industry is shocking because he knows what it takes to get there. He's been there and he's trying to get back. And it's like, what could possibly be going through your head if, you know what I'm saying, you're going to let yourself go like that again and you've just almost made it. Like you've got three toes in the door and you really going to give it up that easily again? Like, you're not all the way back in. So from the standpoint of not knowing what independent artists and what artists go through, but kind of knowing, it's like, why? How can you throw it away again so quickly? So that is shocking to me because it's like they just cracked the door for you. You know what it takes. You've lived it.
Yeah,
and
but he's an addict.
I understand what you're saying, but I mean, but in a sense, though, everybody who's pursuing this dream is an addict for the music. So it is kind of crazy to me that you let one addiction take over.
No, are you really trying to compare music to crack?
You are an addict for your music. You're not an addict. Yes, you are. You're one of the biggest addicts I know for your music, for your craft, for your goal, for your dream. You're one of the biggest addicts I know. So, I mean,
being on crack. He was on crack. You know he was on crack, right?
Correct. Okay, what's the next question? Because I'm not dealing with you tonight. I refuse to deal with you tonight.
Okay. All right. Next. I don't know why. Okay, fine. Do you think the music industry is a grimy business? What's your take on the industry?
No. Everyone's angels in the music industry, and they all look out for each other, and everybody is for the better good of men. Hell no. Come on now. We all know the answer to that. Anything in the entertainment industry is grimy. It doesn't, no matter what part of it you take part of, you know, it's all grimy because it's a dog-eat-dog world. The industry uses its top 10% talent at any given time, and everybody's trying to become that top 10%, and everybody's trying to stay that top 10%. There is no love and none. Everybody's trying to get paid. Everybody that's on your team, whether they want to admit it or not, they trying to eat.
Right.
Hey, what, you got to step on some people to eat sometimes. And you know what? We all hungry. So it's what it is. It's what you sign up for. It's a bad bug to be bit by. But some of us are bit by it and we can't help it. You know, we have to strive for it. But no, the industry is the worst. It's almost a gift and a curse when you are bit by that bug. It's a gift and a curse, and you just have to learn how to balance it.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite Jay-Z whole concept thing he ever came out with, was the gift and the curse. Even though I had actually thought of that myself, you feel me? But it's okay. Jigga came out with it first, so I let it ride. You know what I'm saying? But I did think that before Jay-Z, a long time ago, should have did it. Damn it.
I didn't even know Jay-Z said it. It's just what it is. It's just, it's truth. It's just what it is.
The album he did, the gift and the curse, you feel me? That song he did, you feel me? And so I really feel like that about music myself. It's like, it's a gift to be this talented and to be able to do these things, because I know everybody can't. I know people can't do it. But at the same time, it's like a, because once you get immersed in it, it is hard. And not that I'm even trying to get out of it, but you don't understand. It kind of takes over. It took over my life. I was like, I came to Atlanta and I was like, I kind of want to get into music, and I always felt like I was talented or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But once I got around the industry and was able to see that I could create music and see the when I got to Atlanta and got in the industry, once I really started going hard, I was an addict. You feel me? And I've been an addict ever since. So I'm a music junkie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is my addiction. You feel me?
And you don't have a choice. You know, it's crazy because you don't have a choice. You breathe it, and you couldn't even stop if you wanted to.
I wanted to stop before. I have been so frustrated with the music industry that I have wanted to not want it. Let me say that again. For everybody on the fucking line and in the podcast and on the internet. I have literally wanted to not want to do. After I dropped Unlisted, you feel what I'm saying? And I garnered a little bit of success where You Don't Come Around No More. It was playing in Panama City. It was playing in Atlanta. And I was at the tip. And all of a sudden, shit just went cold, like for just no apparent reason. Like all of a sudden, the buzz just died. I wanted to stop rapping. I wanted to stop rapping after it didn't happen, because I felt I was connected with the right people. I was performing. I had a song on the radio in a major market and in a P2 market. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
You begin to ask yourself, why do I want this? Like, what's wrong with me? This is the worst thing to ever want.
Right. And I started, and I wanted to stop rapping. That's why I haven't really came out with a solo album in so long, because it was other people around me that would just come in and be like, man, you can't, don't give up, blah, blah, blah. And so I would just, you know, spit a verse now and then. And so, you know, I started just falling back and being behind the scenes. That's when I did the Lil Shannon project. And then when I ran into P. Reg and everything, and we did the affiliated project, and then that didn't pan out because of other people. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So then I switched and I started doing the magazine. That didn't pan out because of other people. And I was like,
well, I don't know. I don't know if you can really say it didn't pan out because of other people. I would say that it didn't pan out because that's not truly where you wanted to be. You were trying to distract yourself because you were jaded.
Yeah.
And you can't. That's how bad it is. You can't.
Yeah.
Even if you try to do other ventures, it's like you can't. You have to go back to your first love. You have to go back to what you feel like you were put on this earth to do. And it is the craziest thing, because no one tells you, like, you don't get a manual with, you know, this thing that you have to do. You just have to do it. So you're not supposed to, you don't know what to do when you're not where you think you should be at. So you try to do other things to distract yourself, and then you eventually go right back, because it is you. It's just you. It's a part of you. It's not something that you can deny.
Right.
So you end up right back where you were.
Yeah. Back doing
stuff. Tough it out and get better. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My career has just been, like, people who don't even know, like, when you get people on the line, like, Wake was telling people, you know what I'm saying? And I know what he was talking about with people who could have helped me and didn't and all these kind of things. You feel me? It's like I've literally been on the cusp of stardom and been pulled back for whatever reason. Maybe it was fate. Maybe it was something I did. I don't know. But when that happens to you, I wanted to quit. I wanted to stop rapping. I really did. And here I am still making songs. But I remember you like you said, maybe doing crossfade, maybe doing the magazine and starting all that shit up was a distraction. Maybe even starting up K100 was a bit of a distraction because I was kind of getting frustrated. You know what I'm saying? When I started K100, I was like, man, I just need to do something else. And so I started K100. This has been wildly way far more successful than I thought it was going to be. And it does keep me busy, and it does give me something else to focus on and think about besides music. But I still go back, and I still.
But like, unlike the magazine, K100, it still caters to it. Like, goes in hand to hand with your first love because you're still in the studio, you're still writing, you're still producing. You know, so then this is just another avenue for you to get your first love out. So it meshes better. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why, like, you can put so much more into K100.
The magazine was a ploy, L. When I dropped Crossfade, the magazine was a ploy to get myself in the game, too. That's why when you look in the magazine, I've got four or five ads in it.
I understand. But when you have a publication that people have to pick up, you know, it's harder. But when you have the airwaves,
right,
you're essentially still going for the same target. Your target is the airwaves. So when you have the airwaves on K100, it's essentially the same thing, and you're still putting your music out, and you're still, you know, helping out everybody else that's underground. So it's a long, it meshes. Do you understand what I'm saying by it meshes better?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, that's like, it took a minute, you know what I'm saying? You had to try other things, but who's to say that this isn't your bus to where you were supposed to go? You know what I'm saying? Maybe your time didn't come when you thought it was because you needed to take over in a different way. Everybody has their own ways, their own avenues, their own way that they're going to travel to reach their destination. This Blog Talk Radio, you could have thought that you were going to be at one point, but because of this, you're going to be 18, 20, 30 steps ahead. Because you never know who's listening on your line. You know what I'm saying? So it's a time and place for everything, and it wasn't your time yet. And when your time does come, because you didn't give up and you just, you know, sought different ways to do things, but was still staying original with it and still staying true to yourself, then you're going to be like, wow. It's going to be that overnight, what people will say, overnight success.
Yeah,
but you know you've been thugging it out for a minute, you know what I'm saying? But it'll look like that.
Assume that this shit just, I came out of nowhere. I'm a snap on a motherfucker, bitch. I ain't come out of nowhere. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? I had to put in.
You ain't even got to snap, though, because you know what? When your introduction to the world is supposed to be made, it's going to be made, and it's going to hit so hard that you're going to be a household name everywhere. So for some people, yes, okay, I didn't know you were here, but now you're here, so you can't, like, I've been here, you just didn't know behind. You know what? I'm Lizm. What's up? You know, go buy the music. You know, it's just like that. It happens.
I know, but
I still got that yellow notebook, too, in case you forget about us little people at K100, because I got everybody. You know, I got some dirt on Lizm, y'all, all K100 listeners, and if it ain't really dirt, but I can make it sound like some really good dirt, and I'm putting everybody's name on there if he get to acting up. Just had to put that out there right quick. All right.
Two minutes. I got 2 minutes left. I'm not doing after party tonight.
I would love to know everything about Eminem as well. That would have to be my pick.
I think that he put so much content of his life in his music. You've got to ask yourself as a person, if you have ever listened to his music, not just the singles and not just the crazy shit he says.
Mm-hmm.
To his albums, this guy puts it on the fucking line. I put it on the line, but this dude really puts his fucking life on the line on a record. You feel
what
I'm saying?
And I don't even want to talk to him. I want to talk to his therapist.
Ah, man.
I know who got one. I want to talk to his therapist.
Rehab. Went to the 12 steps. You got one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To talk to his therapist. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
That's what
I do. It's really interesting. And before I only got 1 minute left. But the thing about it is, with me in the behind. And I also, and one other person that I would really like to know everything about, which means I would know how he died and why he died, is Tupac. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. For sure. All day.
Straight up, uncut, and I mean fucking uncut story about Pac. You feel what I'm saying? About everything that he went through when it comes down to his to the point that he got shot, his dealings with Death Row, why he fell out with Dre, all that shit. I would love to hear that fucking real story all the way through. uncut, unabridged. That I'd pay money for. You feel what I'm saying? And I mean good money. You know what I'm saying?
I watched the tape that you snuck in and recorded or listened to it.
Pay a lot of money to
ain't got
that.
No money.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I only got 1 minute, so thanks for calling in, Elle. I'm getting ready to end the show, all right?
Of course, of course.
All right, man. Thanks for everybody who called in on the line tonight. Thanks for everybody who tuned in via the internet at blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Shouts out to all my people listening to this on the iPod after the fact. Really appreciate the support, okay? K-100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum, episode 159. The Music Grind Part 2, Behind the Scenes. Shouts out to C. Wakely. Shouts out to Burger for calling in, showing that love. You feel me? Check out the homie Burger's music and video on the K-100 page. Facebook, K-100 Radio. Do it. Search it. I'm hollering at you, motherfuckers. I'm out.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.